USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump signed a massive $2 trillion stimulus package for American workers and businesses in response to the coronavirus pandemic. There are now more than 1,500 deaths and 101,000 confirmed cases in the United States, according to Johns Hopkins University. Globally, more than 590,000 people have caught the virus, and it has killed over 26,000. More than 130,000 of those infected have already recovered, but there's still a long battle ahead, according to President Trump. For the first time, the United States has the most coronavirus cases in the world, now surpassing China. A record 3.3 million Americans filed for unemployment last week. And Los Angeles County, California, has temporarily closed all of its beaches to prevent crowds of people from spreading the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A strong earthquake in Croatia caused the evacuation of hospitals and widespread damage, including to the capital's iconic cathedral, all amid a partial coronavirus lockdown. A 15-year-old was reported to be in critical condition and 16 others injured. The European agency EMSC said the earthquake measured 5.3 on the Richter scale and struck just north of the capital. Prime Minister Andrej Plenković said the earthquake was the biggest in the area in the last 150 years. Hawaii's governor has instituted a mandatory 14-day self-quarantine for all people traveling to the state as part of efforts to fight the spread of coronavirus. It applies to all arrivals at Hawaii airports from the continental United States and international destinations to other private and commercial aircraft. With the majority of Hawaii's COVID-19 cases linked to travel, the governor said it's critical that we further mitigate the spread of the virus both by residents and visitors who are coming in from out of state. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Eye doctors are now issuing coronavirus advice, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
The American Academy of Ophthalmologists urging people who wear contacts to switch to glasses during the coronavirus outbreak. They say people who wear contacts touch their faces and eyes several times a day, putting in the contacts, adjusting them, and taking them out. And that increases the risk of virus droplets getting into the eyes, either through someone coughing or sneezing or touching a surface that has the virus and then touching your eyes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Players agreed to a deal with Major League Baseball that would preserve their service time in the event that this season is canceled because of the coronavirus, but left open details of what a configured schedule might look like. As part of the agreement approved by the union, players will not challenge the loss of their salaries if no games are played this year. Management will advance $170 million in salary payments over the first 60 days of the original schedule, and that money does not have to be returned if the season is canceled. Player salaries this year are expected to be roughly $4 billion. Management was given the right to cut the amateur draft in both 2020 and 2021 to freeze the values of signing bonus money at 2019 levels. Opening day was supposed to be this weekend, but was pushed back to mid-May at the earliest because of the virus outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.